Welcome once again to the Sailor's Port Call Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Sarowski. Before we get started, I want to thank everyone who's reached out to provide feedback about the podcast. I appreciate the love, and I encourage you all to continue to give me the good, the bad, and the ugly after each episode. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at the Sailor's Port Call. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for interview videos. All right, this is a Leadership and Politics podcast, but it wouldn't be a port call without some beers and some bullshit. So here's my random thought of the day. I just finished my two-week diversity and inclusion coaching class, and it was facilitated by the Coach Diversity Institute. When I applied for the school, I had no idea how intense and enlightening the experience would be. Every single day, I was challenged mentally and emotionally, and it was definitely not easy. I was forced to share very deep feelings with 24 other Coasties that I previously had never met. It was pretty awkward, and it was kind of scary early on. But as we progressed through our curriculum, it all came together. It was an amazing experience, and I really truly feel like I met 24 lifelong friends. And I will always be bound to them just because of our passion for people, diversity, and inclusion. I'm super excited to start using my new skills, and I really want to make a difference. For anybody out there, if you ever get a chance to learn to become a coach, I highly recommend it. If you ever need anything for anything in your life, any kind of coaching, you just want to talk to somebody, please don't hesitate to reach out, either via email or direct message. All right, it's time for the leadership stuff. In our continued celebration of Women's History Month, I thought it'd be nice to talk about some of the women that have impacted not only my leadership style, but my life as well. But first, we're going to start with mom. So my mom has always, always been a caring and compassionate person. I can just remember her always being kind and caring to other people. And that is why I think I am a kind and compassionate, caring person. My mom would probably do anything for anybody if they asked her. I remember when we were little, she used to work at a vet's office. And I mean, I thought she was kind and compassionate to people, but man, you talk about animals. She had a spot in her heart for animals. So I remember one time the one time I remember the most vividly, I guess I was a little bit older, was when somebody had brought some kittens into the vet's office. But the kittens were like tiny, tiny. Their eyes weren't even open yet. And they were in a plastic bag, and they had heard some, the person who brought them in had heard them crying in a dumpster in a plastic bag. So somebody just throwing them out. So my mom brought them home to us, and she was up every 2 hours round the clock bottle feeding these kittens to keep them alive. And we kept one, which was one of my favorite cats of all time. His name was Bandit. He was awesome. And the other ones, she adopted out to friends. But, you know, it's stuff like that I saw growing up that I really, really admire. Another thing is, in our house was like an open house. Like, any friends were always welcome in the home. I mean, we had sleepovers. People would just stay for dinner just because, you know. And it was just something that it was always an inviting experience, an inviting home. And it was something that I will never forget. And what it taught me was that if you're kind and caring and compassionate towards people, that, you know, people will be the same towards you. And I think it's just a fulfillment, you know, it just makes you feel good to do that. So for this episode, I'm going to give her a call and let her know how I feel and then see what she says. Because I don't think I've ever really told her that before. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
All right. Before we get started, I just want to say, I want to let you know that I'm recording this conversation. And all right, so for my podcast, I'm doing a solo episode for Women's History Month. And this episode, I'm highlighting women, extraordinary women that have impacted me in my life. And obviously.
Why are you calling me?
Because you're my mom. And I wanted to call you and let you know without like pre-briefing you or anything, so you know it's genuine. I wanted to call you and let you know that I have always appreciated like your open mind and heart. And like, I feel like the reason that I'm like a caring and compassionate person, like I was doing some reflection, and I think it's because that's who you are. Growing up, I remember you just being a kind, caring, compassionate person. And I think that, and Kristen too, I mean, everybody, all of us, but I think that's really where I took my lead from your example. And I wanted you to know that I appreciate you for that.
Why, thank you. Well, I agree. That's where you get it from. And it's not always a good thing, but that's probably where you get it from.
Well, and that's one of the things I was saying was that sometimes we put other people in front of ourselves, and it's almost to a fault sometimes.
Yeah, this is true. From what I've been told this many times that this is my problem.
As have I, believe it or not, which you probably believe because we're very similar. So,
right.
I told a story just before I called you on. I remember it vividly, the story of you taking in the kittens, like the bandit litter. And like that for me always stuck out as like I could not believe that you would I could believe it, but like it's such a selfless thing to do, to take those kittens in that were gonna die probably, right? And then like feed them around the clock every 2 hours and like keep them alive and love them and like find them homes. Like that is such like a selfish thing to do.
True, but that was second nature for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like I thought about it. It wasn't something I would think about. That just seemed like that's what you do. That's what everybody should do.
Yeah. It just came natural to you.
Well, yeah. That's that nurturing thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good thing. I mean, that's you, like, at least... Well, I mean, all of your kids, but I mean, we've like for me in particular, that is who I've become. So it's like, you know, like it's not a bad thing. Obviously, we have to be careful that we don't end up screwing ourselves over to help other people. But
well, I do that on the daily.
Well, you might want to keep yourself in check with helping other people, but it's the thought that, I mean, it's coming from your heart, so it can't be too terrible.
Well, and I can't be, and this is what I try to tell Jess all the time, I can't, because she always complains about the way I am. But I say, I can't be any different, because that's just who I am. I can't change it. I can't pretend that I'm somebody else, and just not.
Yeah. Well, just, I wanted you to know that that I appreciate you showing me how to be a kind, caring person, and that that you have impacted me greatly in my life, and I appreciate you for it.
No, I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You're probably the most like me in that regard, but I also think that you're a lot like your grandfather, because that's where I got it from.
Ah, okay. See, now it's all coming together.
I mean, you're too young to remember, but, you know, that's the way my father was. If anybody needed anything, he would bend over backwards to give it to them. And he was also very, just very kind and great with animals and just very loving. That was just his nature.
Yeah.
And I think that he impacted me greatly. And still does to this day. So I think that's probably where I got it and then passed to you.
Well, that's nice to hear. That's nice to hear that it's, you know, that you know the source of yours. And
you know. Oh, absolutely. And for 3 years, you had that with him as well. But like I said, you don't remember. But
Yeah.
I still feel like that impacts you, even if it's something you don't remember. It's still a part of you anyway.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I know you're enjoying your weekend and your weekend off, but I wanted to call you and let you know how much I appreciate you.
Well, I thank you for that. That's very nice of you. It's nice to hear.
Well, we all got to hear it sometimes, right?
This is true.
All right. Well, let me let you.
I'm also very proud of your accomplishments.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
I mean, I'd like to take credit for all of them because, you know.
Well, that's what we do in the Coast Guard. We take credit for our subordinates' accomplishments. So you can take credit for everything I do.
You do. Yeah. You are my subordinate. I like that.
100%. I'm your subordinate. Of course. You're the boss.
Well, I just happen to like who you've become.
Well, thank you, Mom.
And that's a good thing. So you do the best you can do with your kids, and then you sit back and wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you did a good job.
I'm very fortunate because all of my children turned out, in my opinion, extremely well.
I agree.
And I think the best part of it is it's not even your accomplishments professionally, it's personally and who you are. So you've become who I wanted you to become, so that worked.
Awesome. And if I went to jail, then you could blame it on Dad.
Exactly. Exactly. That would be totally good.
All right.
Either that or just like insanity or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like that oddball, like, you know, the odd one of the litter or whatever. The runt of the litter.
The black sheep.
That's Justin. Justin's the runt of the litter.
Yes.
I'm going to have to edit that out. He might get upset if I keep that in the podcast.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
No, I'm keeping it in. I'm keeping it in. It's funnier. All right, Mom. Let me let you go. I'll talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. Next up is my sister, Kristen. So my sister is a couple years younger than me. And for as long as I can remember, she has been one of the hardest workers I've ever known. She sets her mind to do something, she always sees it through, always. Kristen is a single mom of two children. She teaches at a Montessori school, and she's just a hard-ass worker. And her, just like my mom, she's one of those people that will absolutely give you their shirt off their back if you ask. Kristen will put other people above herself if it's the right thing to do. Literally, like, she would give you her last dollar, I think. If she felt in her mind and heart that you needed it more than she did, she would give it to you. And what I learned from her was that to always look at life with a thankful eye, always be grateful, and never take anything for granted. I think she is happy with who she is. She is happy with how her life has played out so far. And she doesn't compare herself to other people. She just is happy being her. And she's an amazing mom, an amazing teacher, and an amazing person. And she is the second person that I want to give a call today to. So let's give her a call and we'll see how that goes. Hey, so real quick, first I want to let you know that I'm recording this conversation.
You are recording this conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm doing a Women's History Month episode in the podcast. And in this solo episode, I'm spotlighting women in my life that have impacted me positively, like as leaders and, you know, people that I admire. And I've chosen you as one of those people.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to tell you that, so I don't think I've ever told you this before, but like I've always admired like your strength and resolve and your ability to like to still care for people as hard as you do. Like you would give your shirt off your back for somebody else if you felt like they needed it. And
yeah.
And I feel like that is such an admirable trait to be to have that level of care. Especially when, you know, like you work so hard and, you know, you're a single mom and you're teaching other people's kids, you know, and your own. And I just want to let you know that, like, I really admire that. And I think that you are an awesome person. And, you know, like, I think you're a role model for your kids. You're a role model for my kids. And I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's really nice. I appreciate that.
I know it's it was sneaky and it's on the podcast, but I thought it'd be
okay, you scared me at first, but now we're good.
I thought it would be more genuine if I told you without like I guess preloading you. So yeah, I know you're about to go out and probably go party or whatever the heck you're doing, I just wanted to let you know all of that and, you know, let you know that I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. That was so nice. Thank you so much.
You got it. Now enjoy the rest of your day. Have fun. And I'll talk to you soon.
You too. See you later.
All right. Bye. All right. Next up on the list is Rhea. And you've all heard her before on the show. In the Change My Mind special episode, and then the I'm a Hot Commodity episode, where she talked about her fitness business. So Rhea is very driven, and she has an incredible work ethic, and she is incredibly organized, and she has clear goals and she will stop at nothing to achieve them. And it doesn't matter how tired she is or, you know, if she's having a bad day, she will push through and she will get done what she needs to get done. And for me, that is incredible. It's so hard to maintain that level of efficiency when you're going through, you know, bad days or whatever. You know, she's high speed, low drag with the fitness and then Coast Guard work. And then, you know, the transition that she's going through now, like she is nonstop and it is amazing to watch. So I just want to call her and let her know how I feel. Hey, I want to let you know I'm recording this conversation, and I'm recording it because I am doing a solo podcast on for Women's History Month on women that have impacted my life positively, and you are one of those women, and I wanted to let you know that I admire your drive and your tenacity and the fact that you are willing to give up things to push towards your goals. And I feel like you don't have like an off button. Like you are truly amazing, and it's like just watching you inspires me to pursue my goals too. And actually it's part of the reason that I started this podcast and that I wanted to, you know, that I'm pushing towards my politics career is it's attributed to you and your support and your energy and your drive. And I just want you to know that I think you're amazing and I love you. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you, baby. I love you too. And I wouldn't be the person I am if I didn't have a partner that also pushed and supported me the way that you do. So I appreciate you. And thanks for calling my stubbornness tenacity.
Mm-hmm. It is tenacity. That I was thinking about that word before I called you. I was like, what is the word for her? And I was like, she's tenacious. She will never quit. It
was spicy.
Yeah, tenacious and spicy.
It is very spicy. Thank you, baby.
All right. That's it. I just wanted to call and let you know that.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Love you too.
All right. Bye. And last but not least, certainly not least, is my daughter, Jessie. So Jessie has never been afraid to try anything. I mean, she played different sports. She did different things. She tried out for a club. She did everything. And much like my sister, she's a super hard worker. You know, she pushed through college and is also a teacher, and she continues to excel in her job, and took on special education duties when, you know, others wouldn't. She's working on her master's degree, and she's just been phenomenal. Like, she is, I'm just proud of her. Like, I feel like all the things that she's done and as she continues to do, it's just that drive and motivation. And it's something that, you know, I look up to. And I feel like she is an amazing leader of children, a leader in her school, of her staff. She's just got it. And I'm super proud of her, and I want to let her know how I feel. So let's give her a call.
Hello.
Hi, Jessie.
Hey.
I want to let you know that I'm recording this conversation.
Okay.
And the reason I'm recording it is because I'm doing a podcast for Women's History Month, and I'm making phone calls to women that have had an impact on my life or that I am inspired by. And mm-hmm. I wanted to let you know that you are one of those women.
Aww.
And so I wanted to tell you that a couple things. First, I want to tell you that I am super proud of you for everything you have accomplished thus far in your life. I think that you are strong and motivated, and you are an inspiration to, you know, other young women that are either graduating from college or just starting out and are trying to make it or figure out the world. I think that you are super inspirational for those women. I think that your ability to balance COVID and teaching, it's like, it's not easy, and teachers have been so stressed over the past, you know, 2 year or year and a half. And the fact that you're able to do it and still pursue your master's, and you care so much about the children, and I think that that's admirable and inspirational also.
Aww.
And I was saying on the podcast earlier that one of the things that has always stood out to me about you is that you are fearless. Like, you're not afraid to try anything. And I think that has served you well. I think you tried softball, you tried all kinds of other stuff. Just you joined clubs, like you just did all kinds of stuff just to see if it was for you. And I think that that fearlessness is what has kind of like guided you into who you are today. And I just, I think that that is amazing. And I'm super proud of you.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
So sweet.
Yeah, you're awesome. You have become an awesome young woman. And yeah, I'm really proud of you. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do. And like I told you, if I ever run for president one day, I want you to be my secretary of education because you're amazing.
I'd love to.
It's awesome.
We're hired.
So that's it. I just wanted to let you know that I know you're busy because it's Saturday night and, you know, you got things to do because it's your weekend and you want to relax. But I just wanted to call you and let you know how much I think of you and how highly I think of you and how amazing I think you are.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you too. Go be with your boyfriend. Tell him I said hi.
You will.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Love you too. All right,
bye. Okay. It's closing time, y'all. Thank you again to everyone for taking a little bit of time out of your day to listen and support the Sailor's Port Call podcast. I truly appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Pandora, or you can head to the sailorsportcall.buzzsprout.com. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at the Sailor's Port Call. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for interview videos. And I'm out.